Biofuels production in Costa Rica using hydrothermal liquefaction of biomass, preliminary estimation of its potential and carbon footprint. By Susana Solizano Jimenez, Natalia Montero Rambla, Jessica Ricard Pomra, and Esteban Duran Herrera. Abstract. Objective. Estimate the production potential of biofuels from the hydrothermal liquefaction, HTL, of biomass residues in Costa Rica and their respective carbon footprint. Methodology. The generation potential of biomass residues suitable to produce biofuels through the HTL process was estimated using reports from different institutions, such as the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock, the Chamber of Poultry Farmers, and the National Water Company. In addition, using mathematical models that predict biocrude yield based on the type of biomass used, the biocrude production potential was estimated, as well as its respective upgrade to biodiesel and its co-products, biogasoline and biobunker. These results were compared with the current fuel consumption in Costa Rica. Finally, the carbon footprint for the production process of these biofuels was calculated using ISO 14067 standard. Results. Under the assumptions of this study, it was found that Costa Rica has the potential to produce biocrude, biodiesel, biogasoline, and biobunker, amounting to 1,383,299 tons/year, 635,788 tons/year, 295,336 tons/year, and 70,140 tons/year, respectively. In addition, it was estimated that the carbon footprints associated with the production of biodiesel, biogasoline, and biobunker are 14.57 GCO2EQ/MJ, 13.88 GCO2EQ/MJ, and 13.33 GCO2EQ/MJ, respectively. Conclusions. Under the assumptions of this study, it was concluded that Costa Rica has a potential replacement of fossil fuels of 71%, 43%, and 76% for biodiesel, biogasoline, and biobunker, respectively. Also, it was estimated that with this technology, HTL, the carbon footprint could be reduced by 18%, 36%, and 6% when using biodiesel, biogasoline, and biobunker, respectively, instead of the corresponding fossil fuels.